Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your hump day. Doesn't that just make you smile? Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Yeah, you know how it goes. Well, Dropbox had a nice little event in London yesterday, previewing its new project called Infinity. So what is Project Infinity all about? Well, it basically is a divide between our cloud storage and the ever-decreasing size of our hard drives, especially if you've got an SSD now. We all know the headache with Dropbox, you know, selective sync and all this stuff. You got a terabyte in the cloud, but you've only got 500 on your computer. Yeah, and then switching back and forth is no fun. But with Project Infinity, all that headache is supposed to go away. Now, just like before, locally files stored on your computer that are synced to Dropbox will have a green little check mark, but everything else you might have access to will be visible as well, meaning you'll have to go up on the web, see what's there, bring it down, all this sort of stuff. Whatever file you may want that's stuck up there in the cloud that's not on your device already, Dropbox will then download the open file, just like it was sitting there on your local hard drive. And of course, if you make any changes to it, it'll be synced right back to the cloud. This is kind of nice. It's like a virtual hard drive. But of course, if you're all excited about this, don't get a big old smile just yet. We're not really sure if Project Infinity will be for our $10 a month paying subscribers like myself. Right now, it's looking more just aimed at business users. Here's a phrase you thought you'd probably never ever hear again. Nokia is actually buying something. And of all things they're buying, it's a digital health firm called Withings. Withings is actually a French computer electronic company that, as you guessed, is focused on digital health. Nokia coughed up 170 million euros. That's about $191 million in cash. Yeah, that's right. This isn't a loan. They just went to the bank, withdrew it, and say, yeah, we're going to go buy Withings. I know, I'm as stunned as you. They actually had $191 million in the bank. So, what on earth is going to be happening between Nokia and Withings? Well, more than likely, it's all about digital accessories. Yeah, that stuff that goes probably on your wrist. In fact, Nokia's CEO said in a press statement that with this acquisition, Nokia is strengthening its position in the Internet of Things, whatever that means, in a way that leverages the power of our trusted brand, fits with our company purpose of expanding the human possibilities of the connected world. Well, you just love it when press statements are just like blown out of proportion. It's basically probably a watch. In any case, we could be seeing a rebirth from Nokia in the future when it comes to accessories and wearables. As of right now, though, I would advise somebody over to Nokia to do a balance inquiry there at their ATM or something. There can't be a whole lot left in there, can there? Well, Apple Music just keeps adding more and more subscribers. According to Apple now, they got 13 million subscribers to the service. This was all reported in Apple's earnings report yesterday. In fact, as far as Apple's earnings report yesterday, this was actually one of the brighter sides of it. Apple Music actually generated $6 billion in revenue, representing about 20% increase from the same quarter a year ago. And of course, you can't get through an earnings report without hearing from Mr. Tim Cook saying that, "I'm so impressed by the way Apple Music is performing. With just 11 million subscribers 2 months ago, we're up to 13 million now." As far as the other stuff in the Apple earnings report, Tim pretty much said, "I don't want to talk about it." And finally, yes, narcissistic taken to the next level. Are you somebody that needs the camera on you at all times? Yes, I'm talking about you, Kardashians. But then you might want to invest in this thing, the Hover Camera. Yeah, it's actually a little drone that's foldable and follows you everywhere. Now, the actual thing is called Follow Me, and it's an up-and-coming feature for consumer drones. Now, the Follow Me drone, of course, was designed for aerial photography and videography. And the thing is actually pretty dang strong, too, made out of a carbon fiber frame. Narcissists don't care about that. Nah. They want to know how it follows them. Well, as you probably guessed, an app on your smartphone and GPS. Basically, wherever you go, it goes. So how much is this going to set the Kardashian empire back? Well, only $600. So being that cheap, yep, look for it to be out of stock pretty soon. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there for your choosing. Listen, get subscribed. And if you love what we're doing, we'd appreciate it if you could leave us a little review over there at iTunes. Really helps us out there. Boosts our rankings so more and more people can find the British Tech Network. Thank you so much for those that have, by the way, left us a little review. It has helped immensely. Also, of course, I haven't mentioned it in a while, though. If you do love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, consider donating maybe to our patron fund. You can easily do that at BritishTechNetwork.com/patron. Any donation would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And of course, those donating right now, thank you very much for your support. Don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get in on our BTN community where it's always getting funky, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, your Thursday edition, believe it or not, will probably somewhat on time tomorrow. I know, I can't believe it myself. We will be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours then, but until then, enjoy your hump day, and thank you very much for listening.